You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There are a lot of summer camps out there where teens can just get out into nature, make friends, build life skills and experiences. But there is one camp that does all of that while teaching teen girls ages 15 to 17 the hands-on skills they need to become firefighters. Cal Fire's annual Camp Cinder will take place in Redding and San Luis Obispo this summer, and applications are now open. Here to tell us more is Cal Fire Assistant Chief and Camp Cinder Shasta Coordinator Katie Mason and Cal Fire Public Information Officer Chelsea Burkett. Thanks for joining us, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Chief Mason, I want to start with you. I mean, of course, excited to learn about Camp Cinder and all that it has to offer to teen girls, young women who want to participate. How did you get involved in fire prevention?
Before this, Chelsea and I were actually just talking about that there was no real way to know that firefighting was a viable career path for you if you didn't look like the stereotypical firefighter that society has in their mind from TV shows and calendars, etc. So I actually had a family member that worked in the office of one of the units, and she said, hey, you want to come back from college for the summer? You're going to need to support yourself. Why don't you give this a try? I knew nobody in it. I knew nothing about it. And I was really hesitant to join because I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go just be around, a bunch of men. And I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if that's for me. And so these opportunities like Camp Cinder weren't around at that point. So I fell into it. And I think that's very indicative of a lot of women in the fire service of my generation. You had some random connection and you started it and then you really enjoyed it and you stayed. Yeah.
Chelsea, how did you become connected with a career in fire prevention?
Chief Mason's her story is pretty similar with mine. I actually was studying at college. I was studying business and I just wasn't really thriving in the space that I was in. And the college that I was at happens to have a fire academy. I was literally driving off campus for the day and saw them, working out of the academy grounds and thought, you know what? I'm going to look into it. I had nothing previous to that, and I started taking some classes and fell in love with it, and it led me to this career.
What would you like people to better understand about, the fact that female firefighters are relatively new, in the last generation or two? I mean, the fire service as a whole has come a long way. In 1974, Judy Brewer was the first female firefighter. The number now has grown to, I believe, roughly 90,000 female volunteer and career firefighters. And those are 2020 numbers, and these are nationally numbers. So that sounds like a lot, but that still only accounts for about 9% of the overall workforce. I mean, what challenges still exist today when it comes to recruiting and retaining women firefighters, Chelsea?
That's a really great point. It's definitely, I think the biggest hurdle is making those opportunities available for women, or at least showing them that the possibility is there. We oftentimes don't highlight that piece of it. And I think that's the big hurdle, is making those connections and sharing that the possibility of them becoming a firefighter and working their way up into positions like Chief Mason is in, that those opportunities are available for them.
So you and Chief Mason both said there wasn't a Camp Cinder when you were 15 or 17 year old girl. So Chief Mason, you head the Shasta program up in the Redding area. What makes Camp Cinder so unique?
Oh my goodness, I could talk about this forever. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that is great about it is it's sort of a three-tiered system when it comes to advertising that this is a career opportunity for anyone. One of the things that I would say to the public is that the fire departments that serve the communities are so much more diverse than we see in the media or that we have the limited exposure to. There are many different job opportunities, and we really want to be representative of the communities that we serve. It's very important to have people that are from the communities that you're in that can communicate with them and that can identify with them. So when we put out the call for these applications, that advertising really gets spread to different high school programs, to different community centers and sports teams. And so we are advertising that there are so many females that are willing to teach the next generation and are interested in recruiting more females. And that alone, even if you don't attend the camp, you're getting exposure to that. Obviously, the campers that come to the camp are able to learn from people like them. You know, firefighters, they might muscle up a 24-foot ladder, and that's an option. But other firefighters may take advantage of the balance points and leverage that in order to throw the ladder. So there's multiple ways to do things. And if you're only learning from one person or one type of person, then you may not be getting what's best for you. So being able to see all of these women working in harmony, dedicated to their profession, successful and thriving in where they are, is a huge opportunity. And then those campers go back and they talk to their families and friends, and they tell them about their experience, which even helps further it. You know, one of my favorite memories from the camp is having one of our campers on family day. Her family came to pick her up, and she brings in her 7-year-old sister, and she's putting on the helmet and she's getting dressed in the gear, and she's talking about what she did that week. And that little girl is never going to have to wonder if she is able to do this. Her sister knows it, and now she is. You know, we're generations in and we're sharing this with these young ladies, even younger than those that are attending the camp. And even if she didn't come and see that firsthand, she is still getting her sister's experience there. And her whole life, she's going to know that she is able to do things like firefighting and other demanding careers.
Yeah, I mean, it can be as simple as just seeing someone that looks like you doing something. And it just kind of opens the door to this possibility that, hey, I can do this too. It can really be that simple. The experience at this camp sounds super cool. I mean, it's hands-on firefighting action, 4 days, 3 nights for teen girls between 15 and 17 years of age. Chelsea, what is the experience like? Help us visualize what the camp is like, either in San Luis Obispo or up in Redding.
It's perfect that you're asking me that, because I get to watch this through the lens of a camera for the majority of camp. And it's amazing. I get to watch all of these strong women that I look up to or that I've worked alongside, empowering each other, but also empowering their campers. And you get to watch all of them, the leaders and the campers, blossom throughout the week. You see a lot of them go through some struggles, you know, internally, but you also get to watch them overcome all of these hurdles, and they're doing it together. And it's it gives me chills every time I think about it, or I listen to Chief Mason talk about camp or anybody in camp, because I know that we're all feeling and experiencing the same things, which is just that we're so passionate about sharing this career that we have. And we just want these young women to know that whether they choose a career in the fire service, which we would love for them, that they can do anything that they put their minds to.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Chelsea Burkett and Chief Katie Mason from CAL FIRE about their free firefighting camp for teen girls between the ages of 15 and 17 called Camp Cinder. Okay, so applications are open now until January 31st. So if there is a family out there, a teen at home listening, like, I'm sold, I want to apply, what are the requirements? Chelsea, I'll ask you that question.
Yeah, so the basic requirements are, you kind of hit the nail on the head, ages 15 to 17. The application period has been open since December 1st, and it closes on January 31st. If anyone is interested in applying, they just need to go to www.fire.ca.gov/camp-cinder, and then they can fill out the application. There's a couple of questions that they'll need to answer. And then they can submit it, and then it will go through a grading process.
Is it a competitive process?
It is pretty competitive, but we still want to encourage everybody to apply. We've seen such an amazing amount of applications this year, and we're just so excited to get through that grading process and get into camp later this next year.
And when will they find out if they've been accepted to Camp Cinder?
Chief, do you want me to answer this question?
That's fine. They find out in late February and early March. We do want to give every application the consideration that it deserves. And it is very difficult to quantify somebody's desire to expand themselves and to learn new skills. And so that is something that our committee does not take lightly in any way. on that website that Chelsea mentioned, there's also a resource list of other links and contacts. So if you are interested in a fire service career, there is additional support available there.
Yeah. What if you don't fall within that age range? You're listening, you're like, man, I wish I knew about this when I was 15 or 17, but maybe I'm like 18 or 19. How would you advise them to learn more and get connected with, you know, potential career with firefighting and with CAL FIRE?
We do receive that question quite a bit from those that are not quite of age or that have aged out of our target audience. And you can contact your local CAL FIRE station or a local fire department that you're familiar with. A Google search also brings you to different opportunities. There are camps that accept slightly older ages. And there are also opportunities with our cooperating agencies like the CCCs, like the Forest Service, that offer entry-level jobs with a minimal level of training, and that information is provided on their websites.
Finally, Chief Mason, I mean, you mentioned, and so did Chelsea as well, of course, there wasn't a Camp Cinder when you were coming up and decided that you wanted to work in and around firefighting. What would it have meant for you to have had something like Camp Cinder when you were growing up?
Oh, I can only imagine. You know, my whole career, I thought that I would have to leave the fire service when I had a family, because obviously this wouldn't be sustainable at that point. And that was obvious to me because I didn't know anyone else with children, a female with children, that had continued this profession. And then I did meet someone that I saw balance family life and was really dedicated to her career and was a very good example of a firefighter. And having that example in your life and just having at least one person to look at and say, I can see this is possible. Our situations may not be exactly the same, but okay, it's not, you know, impossible because I see one person and they're doing it. And even just one, I think having that guiding light is so important and is just a linchpin of showing young women that this career is really special. It's going to be really beneficial to them. And it's just really a great way to go.
Well, Chief Mason and Chelsea, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is CAL FIRE Assistant Chief and Camp Cinder Shasta Coordinator Katie Mason and CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Chelsea Burkett. We are discussing the free firefighting summer camp for teen girls called Camp Cinder. Camp Cinder will take place in Redding and San Luis Obispo this summer, but applications are open now through January 31st. Still ahead, California is facing a snow drought, which is leaving skiers high and dry as opening days get delayed. We'll check in with a resort in the Sierra, waiting for a natural boost to get their season underway. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.